Well, good morning, my friends. It is December the 10th, and I am Mark Sorensen. Today's entry is titled, Potholes to Gardens. Our scripture comes from Luke chapter 1, verses 35 through 37. Let's continue our story. The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month, for no word from God will ever fail." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Consider this. I read a news story recently about a pothole that was plaguing a small neighborhood town in Toronto, Canada. The neighborhood had done everything they could think of to get the city to fix the pothole. And after petitioning the city and getting signatures to have it corrected, the city finally went to work and they filled the hole. However, what they had hoped would correct the problem, it didn't last. It came back. In fact, it was even larger the second time around. Needless to say, the neighborhood was furious about it and had no idea what to do or how this was going to get fixed. That is, until the day something completely unexpected happened. As motorists drove by, they saw weeds growing out of the pothole. Only, it wasn't weeds. Upon closer inspection, it was actually a tomato plant. And not just one, mind you. There were several of them growing out of the middle of that annoying pothole. So what happened? Someone, apparently under the cover of night, snuck into the middle of the road and filled the pothole with loads of potting soil and then proceeded to plant all of the tomato plants inside it. I love this story so much. What do you do now with a pothole growing tomato plants in the middle of a busy street? Well, you make a community garden out of it. That's what you do. The city was now caught off guard as the residents roped off the pothole and they claimed it as their own personal tomato garden. Come on, how good is that? You know, I wonder if the pothole-sized places of doubt, uncertainty, and questions found in our own faith story might actually hold something beautiful inside of it, provided that we trust God long enough to cultivate the soil and to grow beauty within it. Our scripture today takes us a little deeper into the wonder that Mary carried with her after Gabriel's announcement about the coming birth of Christ. On the other side of Mary's wonder, as to the how regarding the Immaculate Conception, Gabriel spoke to the who. He simply replied, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you." Now note, Gabriel used the word overshadow here. Oh, I love this word. Did you know that's the same word used in relationship to the transfiguration moment found in the Gospels where Peter, James, and John went with Jesus up the mountain and all of a sudden, the presence of God overshadowed them. Imagine, God's holiness appeared in a cloud and it was so thick that they found themselves in the presence of God. When they looked behind them, there was God. When they looked to the right, God. To the left, God. Literally, wherever they looked, there was God. Now, here, Gabriel used the same word, overshadowed. In a sense, Gabriel was saying, "Mary, I know you're scared, but listen. In this uncertain season, the presence of the Most High is with you. And not just with you, the presence of the Most High is overshadowing you. So much so that you will never have to question where God is. He will be seen all over your story." And how did Gabriel end this message to Mary? "For no word from God will ever fail." The English Standard Version says it this way, "For nothing will be impossible with God." You know, today, I feel the Holy Spirit calling us to linger with the word overshadowed. It's easy to focus on the pothole, right? If we're going to be honest, of course it is. But what if God is growing something right in the middle of the mess? To know this Christmas story is to know our story. We are loved. We are valued. We are overshadowed by the promises and the presence of God. And here is the best part. For nothing will be impossible with God. Let that truth take deep root in the middle of whatever pothole you're looking at, my friend, and see what God can grow as a result. Let's pray together. Loving Father, nothing is impossible with you. Where we see limitations and impossibilities, you see so much more than we could ever imagine. So Holy Spirit, would you give us strength? Would you give us courage? And would you open our eyes to see your overwhelming and overshadowing presence in and among us? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Here are the questions to ponder today. The first one is this. What is the Spirit saying to you within this story today? And by the way, can you identify the potholes in your own story? Another question, could God be growing something beautiful in the brokenness? And lastly, where do you see God overshadowing you in your story today? My friend, may you try and find some time just to turn off the noise and sit with the Lord and be reminded that the presence of God is overshadowing you today, right where you are. For The Awakening, I'm Mark Sorensen.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.